Donc ça, c'est une carte du Sénégal. Et ce que je vous disais tout à l'heure, donc les premières espèces...
Jean-Marc Duplantier has a map showing how new types of desert rodents have traveled southward over the past 15 years from Mauritania to Dakar, Senegal's seaside capital. The gerbil-like rodents ravage crops, including one of Senegal's only cash earners, peanuts. They also transmit diseases to humans through ticks. He says it is all a result of desertification.
Ceci nous permet de montrer donc l'arrivée d'un certain nombre d'espèces désertiques qui sont.
The development of these desert species of rodents is brought about through a degradation of the environment. The arrival has caused a type of human illness called borreliosis to progress southward. It is a disease of recurrent fevers. Doctors often confuse it with malaria and give the wrong medication. Some people talk about resistant malaria when they actually have this other disease caused by the presence of rodents.
Diseases in Africa used to be mostly waterborne, but with desertification, that is changing. To combat these rodents, Duplantier is studying them at his laboratories in Dakar. He shows off different types of rodents who were caught just last week.
Nos recherches, elles consistent surtout à comprendre cette dynamique de population.
Our research allows us to understand the dynamics of these rodents who do damage in the Sahel region. If we can establish models of their comings and goings, we can maybe determine how high the risk will be to humans and crops, and how best to stop them.
Another scientist based in Dakar, university professor Samba Sila, is trying to boost the capacity of crops to grow within a context of degrading soil due to poor rain and improper usage. He says it has been done in Canada and around the Mediterranean through a process he describes as inoculating seeds with fungi and bacteria. Silla explains how the procedure is being tested in his laboratory and outdoor plots and greenhouses on various plants.
La masse critique peut-être n'était pas là à un moment donné. Et maintenant que bon, les universités en forme assez.
He says the critical mass of scientists and universities was not there before in Africa. But that with more funding, partnerships, and better knowledge of microbiology and other sciences, there is now hope.
Actuellement, on a un projet dont l'intitulé c'est.
He says partnerships have also been established with local farmers, and that his experiments will soon be carried out in real conditions. Desertification has also exacerbated tensions between herders and farmers due to the competition over land. A program director with the British-based group Oxfam is trying to help the region's pastoral communities. Mohamed Ali Agma Tahel, himself a member of the nomadic Tuareg ethnic group, says nomadic herders are often accused of worsening desertification. Because of this, they are sometimes prevented from carrying out their traditional migratory way of life.
We are working in order to help this pastoralism to have ways to do very smoothly this movement. If I take the example in Niger, when it's rain, when the first rain, the pastoralists are obliged to move to the north, and sometimes they cannot have some pasture to the animal to the north, and it can be a problem for pastoralists. Now we are working with the local policy to see how they can stay more time along the river, but in specific spaces where they can find pasture before they can move. They are going only to move when we are sure there is some pasture in the north.
He says by moving around and leaving behind natural fertilizer, nomads actually help land regain vitality.
I think it's a good kind of system to fight against desertification because we are giving time to the pasture to grow. And when the pasture grow and he reaches the maturity, we can have seeds for the next year. And it's very, very important.
Matahel is also trying to encourage dialogue between herders and farmers to avoid massive displacements and violence between communities, which have often been the fallout from desertification. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Dakar.